Oh, okay. Damn, they gotta do all that
You, so I'm
now.
Jim, bro. Episode, what's this, 80? I'm
Yes,
Earl.
sir. I'm Staff. Y'all know that spill. Go to that YouTube page, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell so y'all the first to all our videos. We
Back.
on everywhere you can listen to a podcast.
Back.
Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Radio Public, anywhere you listen to your podcast, we there. So go stream us up. But you know, like bro says, episode 80, we're gonna get right into it. The playoffs just started. And bro said he wanna get into the Sixers, so I'm
We
gonna
can get
let
right into the Sixers, man, because I think this is gonna be a it's probably gonna be a light series. I mean, it's gonna be a lot of scoring, but I don't think the Wizards could win. Wizards probably only win one game. I would be surprised if they get two. I wouldn't at the same time because you do have Russ and Brad Beal, but like my better judgment tells me it'd probably be a gentleman's sweep. I don't think they have enough. They don't have nothing for Embiid, and it looked like they ain't have nothing for Tobias from game one either. But I'm not gonna get too hype. I want to see what Tobias do. I know what he did to us before in the playoffs, so I know he had a fire game one. I still want to see what he's gonna do, but it looked like they can't hold him either, bro. He had 37, Bede had 30. Ben, of course, didn't score, but had what, 15 assists, 15 rebounds, or 16 rebounds, one of the two. So I think we just a bad matchup for them. Like they would have had a better chance playing the Nets or somebody like that. I mean, probably not because it's the Nets, but I think their team is built a little bit better to play against a team like that. I think that would have been a fun series. They'd have been scoring a lot of points. But I'm gonna let you get into what you think about what you've seen so far with the first game and the second game. Is that tonight or is it tomorrow?
Now that's tomorrow.
Okay, well, and what your prediction is for game two? Because I think we win in game two.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I definitely like first off, I definitely think we win in game two. But what I took from the game, bro, I mean, I loved it, bro. It's like we took care of business. I feel like I don't want to get the refs too involved, but I felt like they was like, all right, let's get Embiid in foul trouble.
A
So,
little bit,
it be a
yeah.
little closer than it's, supposed to be or that it need to be. I felt like that a little bit, but I mean, at the end of the day, B came in, he did what he's supposed to do. He came in and was being the MVP like he'd been all year. He started off kind of slow, but he did what he did. And when we needed him the most in that fourth quarter, he went on that little run where he hit them post and when he went in the post and just went stupid. And just nobody can guard him when he does that. And if Embiid does that, like we can win a chip. Like you know what I'm saying? If
Right.
Seth Curry is playing aggressive like he's playing, that's what I really love. He unsung hero of the game. I know Tobias went off. I know that, but I think Seth Curry, him doing what he did and when he went on his little run where he hit them little two threes and then I think he hit the little mid-range. Like when he went on his little run, like when we have Danny Green and Seth playing like that, bro, we unstoppable, bro. I don't think anybody in the league could beat us. Like even the Nets, like that's the only time I feel like the Nets can't beat us is because we play defense. You know what I'm saying? Like I know we play defense, so I know we got the defenders for them. So when Seth and Danny Green shooting, bro, I just think we unstoppable. So I love the fact that Seth was being aggressive and all that. But I mean, I don't want to get too deep into Ben because that we gonna go down the long rabbit hole to get talking about Ben. Like it's a but
You see, I just went quick. I said, all right, he had his role, whatever, and he did the thing on the glass and the assist. I ain't even.
He guarded Bradley Beal very good. I'm gonna just talk about that stuff. We know we're not gonna keep, you know what I'm saying, talk about the same stuff. Like, but you know, he 15 rebounds, 15 assists. I like that. And what he does on the defensive end every night, like you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, all right, I'm not about to get into all you know what I'm saying? He did what we needed him to do. You know what I'm
Right.
saying? And that game, we didn't need him to be as aggressive on the offense. A lot of the fans in Philly, I heard them. Excuse me, they was complaining about it and oh, he was 0 for 6 and missed all his free throws and all that. I'm that's not of my concern. That's Ben Simmons at this point. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like we know who
Are
Ben
you
Simmons
talking about the same person? We already knew that, like.
is. Yeah. So I mean, like I said, I like what he did. He gave us that little nice little put back dunk, you know, that got everybody hype. I like that. Stuff like that, playing defense on, like I said, on one of the scoring that he was going for the scoring title, you know what I'm saying? He's second in the league in scoring. He was strapping him. I think Bradley Beal went 1-for-6 against him. So it was like I loved everything else that Ben Simmons did. So all around, I loved the win. Felt like it should have been a blowout, but you know, they took care of business.
Definitely Tobias, should have been a blowout.
Yeah, like you said, Tobias went crazy. So let's see if he continues being aggressive like that. If he continue being aggressive like that, I think it's an easy sweep, like, or like you said, a gentleman sweep. Cause I think Washington can at least get one. Like, definitely they can.
Yeah,
get
one. Probably one.
I ain't gonna play them like that. Like, they not trash. Like, they could definitely take one. Like, you know what I'm saying? I would expect us to sweep them, but they could definitely take one. But my prediction for game 2, like I said to start it off, we're gonna win. I think it's gonna be more convincing when it's time, though. Not gonna say like we're gonna double 30, you know what I'm saying? 15. I got us, you know, a little 115, 100, something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But yeah. They don't got enough for it though, bro.
Yeah, they don't. But speaking of not having enough, I mean, we could talk about real quick how the Warriors went down to the wire with the Lakers. LeBron hit that dagger 3.
He
saw 3 rims. And then the Warriors went to play Ja and them, and they lost to them too. Ja went crazy.
Bro, that was a hell of a game, man.
That was a hell of a game. Dylan Brooks was going crazy. Like, that was a good game.
Listen, man, them young boys, they not sweet, man.
Because they beat the Jazz game 1-2. So, I mean.
That's sleeping on them. Not playing Donovan Mitchell when he could have played. Like, y'all, they thought they like, oh, yeah, this is sweet.
They thought it was sweet. Yeah.
Nah. That wasn't what I did at all. And yeah, I felt like the Grizzlies took it personally, as they should.
Yeah. If you're not going to play your star against us, all right. I know we the AFC, but come here real quick.
Yeah, like
I mean, you could really lose this first round series. You're a 1 seed that not – I mean, I'm sure people believe in them, but
– I don't got too much
believing. I know what you're saying. There's a lot of other teams that people would pick before they pick the Jazz.
For sure.
I don't know. They better get off their high horse and start playing basketball.
Seriously, because they better not let Jaren Jackson get into a flow. He get into a flow. Because everybody forget. Yo, Memphis, listen, man. They still got Justice Winslow. He's hurt. They got Brandon Clark. He's healthy. They just not playing him. He's coming off an injury. But, yo, they have a squad. When they get it all together, whoo, they going to be crazy. They just getting started. So, like you said, Jazz, man, wake up. They better play. Donovan Mitchell definitely playing next game, but hey, man, they better come out and hoop. They think it's sweet. They done already took one at y'all crib. Now, right. When y'all go back to Memphis, what's going to happen?
Y'all got to take one there. Now, y'all got to steal one. Y'all
got to. So, I'm saying this going to be a series, and I didn't think it was going to be at all. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm like, the Grizzlies going to put up a fight. But you start seeing the game, like, when they start taking off second quarter, third quarter, I'm like, oh, all right. But then Grizzlies, at the end of that second quarter, excuse me, I'm talking about second quarter, third quarter, but the end of that second quarter, them dudes, man, strapped up.
I mean, I don't know. I like that Grizzlies team, bro, especially against the Jazz. I really didn't want to see the series because I would rather see Steph versus the Jazz. But this is going to be a very entertaining series, bro. It's definitely going to be very entertaining. It's going to be better than what we thought it was going to be for sure. I guess. But I kind of expected Jaren Jackson to get hot and start helping him to win some games. So if that happens in this round, that could be crazy. Because Jaren Jackson, he one of them players. If he see like 2 or 3 go in, he might hit 5 or 6.
Yeah, bro.
Bro, like one quarter, he might hit 5 or 6 for you.
And the way Ja and Dylan Brooks playing, and even the young boy coming off the bench, Desmond Bane, like they got – guards out there, and they just play that small ball lineup, and they go crazy with that, man. And Jaren Jackson, like you said, he get off, bro, it's gonna be hard to defend them because they play defense, bro. Everybody know defense wins championships. As long as them young boys fight on defense, don't give up, because they gonna give up runs and stuff like that, and they don't. That's what I love about them. Told you, man. That's our new favorite player. When Brown retired, I keep saying it. Like, I was just arguing with my dad the other day. He talking about Zion. Ja different, man.
Yeah, I seen somebody say Ja was one of the most overrated players in the NBA. I ain't even.
Ooh.
I didn't even pay it no attention. But since we're speaking of that, I think Dorian Finney-Smith is one of the most underrated players in the NBA, honestly. I think he's a very good 3-and-D player, and he's a good rebounder. He don't get credit for it. But, I mean, it looked like the Clippers might be in trouble over there too.
Bro, hey, I'm glad you said it. I'm glad you said it.
It looked like them Clippers might be over there in trouble too. Luka came out with the triple-double game one and W. I don't know. Pandemic P is back. I don't know.
You see Lay Patrick Bam and say he too fucking small. I said,
little.
Oh.
Little. That's my Yomo.
Hey, yo, Luka, an aggressive Luka. But the funny part is you hear the news about Kawhi. Kawhi supposedly, he going to guard him. He's going to guard him all tonight. Let's go.
I still got a ticket in with Luka to go for 40. Probably bro, two of them. I don't think
Luka can be guarded. I'm not going to lie, bro. The best person this season I've seen defend Luka is Ben Simmons, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And Luka still had his little numbers that game, but on Ben Simmons played a great game against him. Like, I think he the only person that can kind of stick with him. Cause like KD said, he just so sneaky. Like he creative. Like, and it's nothing you could do. And it's funny though, cause he like slow with it. Like I'm not comparing him to him, but you know how Kyle Anderson play? Like, he plays slow, but he get to a bucket, though. Like, and it's like, how he moving like that? Luka kind of like that. Yeah, like, Luka, I don't know, bro. I don't think Kawhi can guard him, bro. Excuse me. He can guard him. Let me stop. He can guard him. But I'm talking about, like, for a whole series,
Be guarded, bro. It's cool.
A game or two, I got Kawhi down for doing it. But a whole series, because I think it's going 7 games. A whole series, I don't think Kawhi can just slow him down for 7 games. Like, 6 games. I just don't believe it.
Bro, if Porzingis get hot, I don't even have this going 7 games for real. But that's a whole different story.
Because Dallas was giving them hell last year before Porzingis got hurt, so.
Exactly.
Who knows if they even get to Denver.
Bro, if Porzingis get hot, I got the Mavs in 6.
Okay.
I'm just being honest.
I just don't believe in Porzingis anymore. He's just not consistent enough for me, bro.
I don't disagree with you.
He's always injured. Like, come on, bro.
I don't disagree with you, but this is the perfect matchup. He always be cooking these dudes. Like, I don't know what it is. Him and Luka always be cooking these dudes. Like,
and Paul George, once again, he disappears, which I don't understand because Kawhi be getting doubled. And it be like, yo, bro, he getting doubled, bro. Why you can't get off and you supposed to be? It's amazing, bro. This man, all-star. Number, he was supposed to be a number one option. But now it's the second option. I just don't be understanding, bro. And I ain't even trying to bid on him or nothing. I just be really trying to understand, like, what's going on. Like, what happened? Like,
bro, I'm going to be honest. He's one of them players. How can I say this? I'm going to just say it this way. He's a rhythm player, bro. He needs the ball in his hands all the time to, like, feel correctly on the court, it seems like. Like, when he don't have the ball in his hands all the time, it's just, like, he just play weird when he don't have the ball in his hand all the time. I don't know. It's just different.
It's kind of hard for you to say that, too, because remember he was with Russ, bro.
And Russ was letting Paul George cook. Paul George was hitting some catch-and-shoot Jones when Russ drawed 2 or 3 people down because he driving. But a lot of that, he was letting Paul George cook, bro. Paul George was just out there getting to a bucket and playing defense.
Yeah, because he was in the MVP race that year. So.
And defensive player of the year before his shoulder got hurt.
Yeah.
Bro, like, he one of them players. He one of them dudes that, like, when they say, like, just let me see the ball, I need to feel it. He one of them. Like, he needs to see the ball often to feel right, it seemed like, to me anyway. Like,
that's a good point, though, bro. That's, like, it got to be because I'm just be, like, I be baffled, bro. Like, if you know me, bro, you know I was a Paul George fan. Like, you played me in 2K, you know I played with the Pacers. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was a Paul George fan because I previously was a Danny Granger fan. Like,
right.
So, you feel me? Paul George was his young boy and all that. He came, took the team from him. And he was the man, bro. Like, that was my guy. And I just don't know. Like, and then they be playing. He talking about Pandemic P and all that. I even played him plenty of times. But he used to cook in a player. I was like, he was like that. And then now it's just like, I don't get it. Like, I can't get a bucket out of him when I need it. Like,
he be on BS.
I don't even like the Clippers or nothing like that. But I'll be in here like, yo, all right, there we go. There we go, PJ. And he'll hit one, hit two, and I'll be like, all right, there we go. And then he'll just fade away. And I don't be understanding. Like, damn, bro, like, you like that. Why you keep fading like this? Like,
Kawhi might have picked the worst person to team up with because they both have the ball in their hands, bro.
He picked the worst.
They both need the ball, bro. Like, it's like, you see how James Harden sacrificed a lot of shots so Kyrie and KD could get theirs.
Like, which was amazing. Didn't think it was going to work, but hey, man. Shout out to James Harden.
Yeah, shout out to him. That's real, like.
That shows how great this is, though.
Yeah, it do. It do. It do, for sure. That's like, I don't know, bro. It's just different. I agree with you. That definitely show you how great they are, that they're willing to sacrifice that.
Yeah.
For real, for real. But, yeah, Paul George, Kawhi, Kawhi might have picked the worst place to go, bro, at this point. Now we're seeing it. But, I don't know. But we're going to get into another game. I ain't really had too much to say, but the Celtics did win the first playing game against the Wizards. And they played the Nets in round one, and I mean, they didn't get, like, did they get cooked bad? I can't even remember the score. I don't think they got cooked, like, super bad. I mean,
it wasn't like they got cooked bad, but it wasn't
really a game. Like, I don't know.
It was up early and all of that, and the Nets came back because, you know, Marcus Smart was hitting threes and all of that, like, but at the end of the day, when the top three players getting 82, scoring 82 points, bro, it's really nothing you could do. Like,
it's nothing at all you can do.
They all start heating up. Like, KD started heating up first. He started the party, and then James Harden followed, then Kyrie. Like, it just got
bad. Again tonight. I think they the first game tonight, and I got Kyrie cooking tonight for some reason.
I got KD getting 30-plus tonight for sure.
30-plus? I think KD could get 30 and Kyrie could get 35. I had Kyrie for 35.
I like that. I had him for, like, I ain't going to lie, 27, 28, like, around there. You know what I'm saying? 26, like.
I'm still waiting for the James Harden 14 assist game, man. I know it's coming. He getting back in shape.
You might have called it. It might happen tonight. Shit. He might not score tonight. He might just try to chill. He might score 15. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Dude, oh, give him a little triple double. I'm not 15. I'm spicing it, but
15 is crazy.
That's ridiculous. But I'm just saying, like, give him a triple double tonight. I don't know. I think it's gonna be more interesting to watch tonight, though, because I feel like Jason Tatum gonna get off a little bit more. And bro, hold on. Before you go, I said Jabari Parker, and you laughed at me last episode. Or the episode before, you laughed at me, bro. You laughed at me. I remember you laughing at me. And I said, wait, Jabari, a bucket. Don't y'all play my man. And you see, he came out there getting buckets, bro. I told you he was going to come into that rotation, bro. I knew he was going to get into that rotation. And not even because Jaylen Brown hurt. I knew he was going to get into the rotation because Tristan Thompson is cheese butt. He's cheese butt, bro. It's facts, bro. He's cheese butt. Come on, bro.
I still think Jabari Parker is funny, though. Like, just the way you used him. Like, you was like, oh, Jabari Parker. Like, okay.
I'm saying he could step up and get a bucket. Like,
he for sure could step up and get a bucket. He's a professional scorer. That's for sure. He could get a bucket.
I remember you was laughing, like, Jabari. I'm like, yeah, Jabari. Like, he could come get you a quick 15 off the bench.
I mean, what? Maybe.
The Montrezl Harrell. Same difference.
Should I just bet on James Harden? I put him for 14 assists, 14 rebounds, and Jason Tatum for 43 points on a parlay. Fuck it.
43?
Yeah. He going to have to score for them to have any chance to win any game. Like, he going to have to go crazy.
That's a crazy bet, though. I hope you win that, John.
Yeah.
I hope you win that, John. I think Jason Tatum gonna get it off tonight.
That'd be a good John, but I just threw that out there. What was you saying, bro? My fault.
I wanted to hold on, but before we continue, I just wanted to say shout out to Julius Randle on winning Most Improved Player. He won that today. And shout out to Jordan Clarkson for winning Sixth Man of the Year. I wanted to say that those two awards came out, and I think they was well deserving, both of them. Everybody, I feel like we kind of knew what was going that was going to be. That's why it came out quick. Yeah, everybody. Oh, all right. Jordan Clarkson definitely was Sixth Man of the Year. Julius Randle, we already knew he was getting Most Improved Player, but because he was getting up in the MVP like race a little bit in the season. So
that was pretty much an easy John. We knew both of those beforehand, for real, for real. Like you said. Yeah.
But now they about to let us down. My man Ben not about to win. They about to give it to Rudy Gobert.
You think so?
I think I know. I just believe for some reason inside me, I just think they're going to give it to Rudy Gobert.
Hopefully they not.
They're going to give it to him. Nah, I hope they do. And I hope it light a fire under Ben ass.
Oh, yeah. We don't need him getting awards because then he's going to get cocky. Yeah, he's going to come out the next game with 2 points, two assists, and four rebounds. I'm cool.
Thank you. Thank you for taking the words out of my mouth. But, yeah, I don't want Ben winning no damn awards. I want you to win one of these. I want you to get that jury that matter, bro. All these being a model and all this extra stuff you doing, nah. We ain't doing all of that, bro. Go get that ring, man.
So, why you start snapping on him? He can't be a model?
Nah, but let's get back to the point. Rudy Gobert, I think
he's eat your cheese butt.
Yeah, I think he gonna get defensive player of the year, Rudy Gobert, and MVP. Obviously, I think Joker gonna get that.
Right.
Get it though. Okay. I definitely think Steph deserves it though. Steph deserves it. Steph deserves it. I played him at the beginning of the season. I said, and he did make the playoffs. I was right, but he was there. He gave it everything he had. Andrew Wiggins, cheese butt. Who's the other guy that messed up? Jordan Poole with the turnover, cheese butt. Draymond Green, cheese butt to the 10th power. Miss a cheese
butt.
We not even gonna go there, but yeah, Steph deserved it, man. Steph deserved
They should have made the playoffs. I don't know how they lost both of them games, but hey.
Yeah. He didn't have no help, bro. He didn't have no help. But I don't feel bad because LeBron didn't have help plenty of time. And everybody, he should have did it. He should have did it. Keep that energy with Steph Curry.
That's a fact.
He should have did it. Yeah, it did feel bad. Me, why? Because I'm a Bron fan, and I know how that shit feel. Like, yo, Bron was out there by himself, bro. He was, damn. He giving it everything. I watched it. He out there with Kyle Korver and what's Tristan Thompson. Like, come on.
Kyle Korver.
Bro, come on, bro. Richard Jefferson. Hey, bro.
Jefferson. Nigga said his name like he was Italian.
Come on, bro. Hey, ridiculous, bro.
Nah, that's real, though. That's real, though. If you're supposed to be that bull, you're supposed to win one of them games. You're not supposed to lose two playing games. I don't really care how you slice it. He ain't had no help. He had help. Wiggins was hooping against the Lakers. Yep. He had help that game.
Yeah.
And they still lost. LeBron hit a crazy shot, but a loss is a loss. Yeah. It don't matter how you lost it. You lost.
LeBron a net for what he said, so we ain't going to get it back into it. But
I wasn't even about to talk about that. He's hilarious.
He's a nut, bro. He get on my nerves, bro. Like, as my favorite player sometimes, I be like, LeBron, just shut up, bro. Shut up. You hit the shot, just shut up and just take it. Like, oh my God. Like,
first off, it's like when you first fell, I didn't even think that you got poked in the eye. I'm thinking he hit his head on the ground because he did all that extra, bro. He laying there looking like he perfectly fine. Talking about hit him in his eye. Like, bro, I thought he got killed. I thought he hit his head on the floor. I thought he's about to have a concussion. I'm like, damn, this is about to be the fucking end for the Lakers on some BS. Like, I'm glad it wasn't because he's dramatic, but come on,
bro. Spell out, bro, on that goddamn ground. 6'9", 260, 270. Land on the ground. Yo, he's so dramatic,
bro,
yo.
He felt like he got fucking tackled. Like, he got popped.
Yo, let's get off that, though. He out of pocket for that. But he even more out of pocket. Him and AD out of pocket. They got to turn up tonight, man. That 34 points combined, man. They can't do that again tonight.
Oh,
man.
No.
I got my money on them tonight. LeBron.
AD better take it personal because DeAndre Ayton was cooking him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Better take it personal.
Giving him the business.
Better take it personal, young fella. But, excuse me, sorry. What series was it that I wanted to get into next? Did I want to talk about Joker yet? Joker just a hooper, bro. Did I want to talk about Joker yet? I don't really think so.
Did we talk about Joker already? I want to talk about Dame, though. Like, no. You know who we need to talk about. Your man Bam. That's who we need to talk about. What? You got to speak up.
What's Bull doing? He better start hooping.
That's your man's, bro.
I don't know what he's doing. He better start hooping.
Bro. He's looking like he's cheese, but what happened to the all-around Bam? Like, what happened to all that, bro? He don't get no boards. He don't get no assists.
He looked like he was scared out there last game. Looked like he didn't know what he was doing.
I'm not even saying he got a score, but what happened to all-around Bam? Like, what happened to that? I thought he was bull. Like, triple-double, like, scared. Like, you know what I'm saying? Close to a triple-double down there every night. Like, now it's 13 points, 3 rebounds, and, like, what's going on?
Bro, he's scared out there. That's what it is. I don't know what else it could be, though. He looked crazy out there, John. Like, I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, I think he just – anxious. I wouldn't say scared. He was
in the playoffs already, so.
Because Bam, I mean, because I heard Jimmy went, like, one possession, he like, shoot it! Like, he had to scream at him, like, yo, why? He be at the foul line, wide open, with the ball, trying to kick it out. And I'd be like, yo, shoot, Bam! Like, you wide open. Like,
that's he's doing too much.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, I definitely think, like, he's thinking way too much. I think that's what it is. You talking about he's scared. I don't know about scared. Like,
he just be doing too much, bro. But I mean, he gotta relax. I think I don't know, bro. I think they really playing bad as a team, and I really think they need to make some coaching adjustments. I think some players need less minutes, and some players need more. Goran Dragic probably needs to be starting or one of the first pieces off the bench because he can get you buckets immediately, like. And I think Tyler Hero probably need a few more minutes where you could find him more shots because it looked like whatever minutes he been getting, he must be getting cooked or something because they keep taking him right out. But, like, I be watching.
He not hitting the shot, bro.
He hasn't been shooting. He did shoot game one. He did shoot game one. But game two, he didn't even really shoot for real. He shot a couple shots towards the end of the game. But for most of the game, he hadn't really had that many shot attempts. I don't really know what's going on, but I think they need to get the distribution together. Why is Jimmy only taking like 6 shots up until the third, fourth quarter? Like, I don't know. Like,
he's another one you need to talk about because he always trying to talk about. I heard Stephen A. he had me cracking up. He talking about something. It's all about winning. It's all about winning. And I'm like, yeah, that's real. Like, he always want me talking about the numbers don't matter, but bro, yes they do, bro. Cause you ain't putting up, bro. Like, you ain't that contract you got. You ain't putting up, bro.
Right.
Like, it's no way you take 6 shots, bro. It's no way you over here being passive as hell, trying to be aggressive with everybody else, telling everybody else to shoot. But how about you shoot and like, lead the way?
Right.
You ain't really leading.
Right. You just talking at this point because you ain't even you're not even leading by example.
What you say? You start. What's your name, bro?
I said he not even – he just talking at this point because he not even leading by example. He out there not being aggressive or nothing. That's crazy.
That's real. Every time I see him, he trying to kick it out to Bam or he trying to kick it out to somebody and he standing with the ball and not making no move. And
yep.
He hit – got a bunny and he missed it and got to put it back. And we know you're going to give your energy and all of that, but are you really giving your energy on the offensive end? Like, what's up, bro? Like, what you going to wait till you get to Miami? What you trying to control the narrative or something? What you trying to be Brian 2.0 or something? Like, I don't get it. Because it's like
– other shit.
Jimmy don't play like that. We all know Jimmy for being aggressive. Like, 6 right. shots in a playoff game? Jimmy Butler? That don't even add up to me, so – No, man. Him and Bam got to get it together. But they go back to Miami. They just got cooked, bro. They got to come out winning this next game. They just got cooked.
Yeah, they got cooked. I got them winning the next two, though. But like you said, everybody going to have to step up for that to happen. So I'm banking on a lot, I guess. Because yeah. It wasn't nobody that stepped up. Your leading scorer is Dwayne Dedman, like, or whoever the fuck. Like,
yeah, that was sad.
I just don't even know at this point, bro. They just got to get some energy. It looked like nobody don't have no goddamn energy.
Yeah, which
what's
is
wrong?
They had all this energy at the end of the season. Maybe it was that little run they had at the end of the season where you remember when they was playing the Sixers. They up 20 trying to get in fights and stuff. Like yo, relax. Right. They had all that energy then. Where are that energy at now? Like, y'all in the playoffs. Y'all there in 0-2. Like, what was going on? What's going on?
I don't know. And I low-key, I ain't no hater, but I low-key want them to get swept because a lot of people was talking crazy like they would cook Philly in the series. I low-key want them to get swept just so people could stop talking about last year when they made it to the finals and got bombed on. Like,
they not even going to see us, though.
I know, because they're not going to make it that far.
But even if they did, they wouldn't. They wasn't going to see us because they got to play – what's the name next round? They would have had to play the Nets.
Man, if they was the eighth seed, they would have been getting cooked just like they're getting cooked now.
Oh, well, of course, bro. It don't matter, bro, that he can't beat us, bro. Remember, they've been talking all that smack the last couple of years. Bro, stop it, bro. Like, they not beating us, this team, this year. If they couldn't beat the team back – that's when I was in DR. What year was that?
19.
Yeah, that was a 19. Like, bro, like, what, y'all couldn't beat us then, and we wasn't even ready yet. Like, you know what I'm saying? And B was still eating cheeseburgers and honey buns and donuts and drinking milk with it at night, eating cookies and shit. Like – he was, you know what I'm saying? Like, he eating burgers when he eating Five Guy burgers on the sideline while he getting a side. Like, what? Like, right. You know what I'm saying? We was a whole different squad back then. Y'all was hyped back then. Like, so, right. Y'all, man, shut up. They want getting fights. Like, y'all up a dub. Me not playing. Like, me got six points or some shit. Like
right. He only took like 8 shots. Y'all out here playing hard as a.
Yeah, like, I know beating them was like, these niggas, hey, y'all. I should relax. Like, we ain't trying to tear nothing for the playoffs. Come, like, relax. Like, but they was acting like they was fighting for their life or whatever. But
facts. They could have that, though.
They got to bring that same energy, man.
Facts. But, well, we got to talk about Dame and Joker, bro. We got to talk about the Nuggets and the Blazers, bro. We have to. This has been a hella explosive series. I hate to say it, Joker looking like the MVP at this point. Like, it's nothing you can really take from him. Like,
yeah,
it's not even like you could say, all right, yeah, but he getting cooked now. Even the game they lost, he gave him, what, 40? Joker just, he a different animal right now, bro. He's shooting threes, like, in rhythm. Like, he just kept, like, he just doing whatever he wants to right now, bro. It looked crazy. They ain't got nobody that could guard that, man. They better get somebody some help.
I mean, yeah, I was saying that earlier. I'm like, hey, bro, Joker just – they don't have nobody for him. That's the problem. They don't have nobody for him. Nurkic and what's the other guy's name? Who the other big man?
Nurkic and Cantor.
Cantor. Yeah. They're both offensive dudes, like just get boards.
And
offensive threats. You know what I'm saying? Like – they don't have nothing for Joker. Like, and it's funny because you know what I would love to fucking see in the finals?
What?
Denver versus Philly.
Who?
Denver versus Philly. That would be amazing. Like, as like
finals.
Huh?
I said that'd be a crazy finals.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it would be so interesting, bro. Like, and it would be the battle of the best center in the league. Like, who's the best center? We're going to prove it in the finals. I know this way probably ain't going to happen. Maybe it will happen in the future. But, bro, I would love to see Denver versus in the finals, bro. Because I believe the only center in the league that can guard Joker is Joel Embiid.
Probably.
That's what I believe. Now, it might be another dude out there that could guard him. But I believe... I'm sorry. Maybe AD, but the way he been looking, I'm not too sure. He got to get back.
It's really only Embiid. I think Joker a little too big for AD. You know, AD don't really like to bang a lot.
Yeah, that's facts. Yeah. So Embiid is the only one that I can see guard him. So yeah, I don't know. The Trailblazers and Denver, it's gonna be a hell of a series, bro. I think it's going seven games for sure. Seven games for sure. They're gonna go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Cause it's just like Dame is ridiculous. He put up 32 first half. Shout out to Aaron Gordon. Shout out to Aaron Gordon, though. But you know.
He looking crazy too. He looking like he was just waiting for the playoffs to hit the switch for real, for real.
Sure.
And he getting more shots because Murray injury, so it probably got him more involved. But yeah, Dame different, bro. Dame different. I was watching that and it just looked so crazy. Like he just pull up whenever he want to, whoever is on him, whether it's close, far, if he walked it up, if he caught it off the screen, if it's off the bounce, if it's a side step. It just don't matter, bro. He just get a bucket. Like, you switching different defenders on to him and all that. Like, and he's still getting buckets. One of them other dudes got to step up, bro. That's one of them games where it's supposed to go to OT. One of them other – CJ or Norman Powell, one of them supposed to step up. And Covington got to be more aggressive and actually look for his shot, bro, because he just
– That guy, he just be out there, bro. That man –
just be out there for cardio.
Yo, that man had 3 points, bro.
He don't even shoot.
It'd be funny, though, bro, because his plus minus do be good, though.
Cool and all, but, like, you just out there getting cardio. Like,
he be trapping, bro.
That's cool, but, like, put up a couple shots, my brother. Like, even the best defenders in the league who can't shoot, put up a couple shots. You can actually shoot. Put up some shots.
Yeah.
He could get to the rack, too. We done seen Rocco dunk. It ain't like he don't have the ability.
He can't poop. We all know when he was in Philly. His boogaboo was going in the lane, missing wide open layups. Bro, you know that was his. I'll be like, oh, no, just shoot. Just shoot. Don't go lay it up.
Can hit them, though. Like,
bro, he might be the only player in the A that when he goes to lay the ball up, I'll be like, no, shoot it. Just shoot the three. Don't lay the ball up, bro. I swear he missed more layups than he did threes when he was in Philly.
Hey, yo. All right. I'm done with this conversation. It just got super disrespectful. Joe Harris got 4 threes already.
Wait, who?
Joe Harris.
Oh.
I see who game is going to be tonight. He about to have like 7 threes, 20 points.
3-16 already. They about to cover that 9.5.
I mean, unless Tatum get hot. He can. I don't know.
He 1-for-4 right now. Got 3 points.
Yeah, I know. But
Evan Fournier, yes, sir. I got Evan Fournier for 22 tonight. Yes, sir. He got 5 already. Let's get it. Anybody get cooked? So, score.
All right, yeah. We need to get off here, bro. Game.
Joe Harris got 6.
Hold on. We got one more series, bro. Only one series we ain't touch on yet. The Hawks and the Knicks. Ice Trader Gang came through with the floater.
Yo.
The floater.
Did you see the meme?
Yes.
All right, but yes. Yeah.
With the lollipop and then the little emoji. Oh my god.
All right, we're not gonna bet, but yo, Trey Young, shout out to that boy, man. He a bad dude, man.
You said we not gonna bet?
No, I ain't gonna bet on it. I just had to bring that up. It was hilarious when I saw that, Joe. I was dying. They said Trey Young be like, I'm like,
oh, nah, we didn't.
hey yo, you out of pocket, bro. He gonna put it up. Yo, chill, bro.
They crazy for that one.
Yeah, shout out to bro. That series gonna be crazy too. That's another series that's stupid.
It is, and my takeaway from the game was that fucking RJ and Julius both shot horrible and they still only lost that game by 2. That's definitely going to be a tough series. Like, if that says anything, that's what that says to me. It's going to be a fight for every win in that, John. The teams is pretty much evenly matched. So
they got to be more aggressive at the end of the game. I feel like everybody, even Emmanuel quickly, everybody, nobody wanted a shot at the end of the game. Everybody keep passing the ball. Then Derrick Rose got to take it. Like, bro, no. Somebody shoot the ball. Shout out to Alec Burks, though. He was cooking.
He was cooking bad. He
was cooking.
Yeah, Quickly was cooking, too.
Yeah, but he's everybody, even Alec Burks, they all slowed down when that fourth quarter, 3 minutes came, bro. I swear, Everybody slowed down and nobody wanted a shot. Everybody, oh, extra pass. Yo, enough of that playing great basketball. Shoot. Somebody go one-on-one and shoot or something.
Right, y'all doing too much passing at this point.
Exactly. But that's going to be a hell of a series, man. That's going to be a hell of a series. I think the Knicks going to come out with their ass next game, honestly. I think Trae Young just did a little too much. He did a little
better. They better do that. If not, they're in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, they go to Atlanta. They ain't going to get swept, though. They ain't going to get swept.
Nah, they will win one in Atlanta, but it's just going to make it an uphill climb. I think they could. I think even if they was to lose the second one, they could win one in Atlanta, then win game five, and have to win a game six on the road again. I mean, they got the type of team that can win wherever they play, though, because they play defense.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what their team is built on. So, I mean, they can win on the road or home. They just got to, like you said, in the clutch, they got to make the right decisions and stop playing hot potato.
Yeah. They was tearing me. I'm like, if they don't shoot the ball, like, what is they doing? Like, and then they had open shots. Like, well, I wouldn't say open, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like,
make it pretty much open, bro.
Yeah, so it was just like I was pissed, bro, watching that game. I'm not even a Knicks fan. Like I ain't gonna say I hate the Knicks. I don't hate no team, but
right, but you just not.
Yeah,
who cares about the Knicks? Who
cares about the Knicks? But I was out there pissed. Like, yo, if I was a Knicks fan, bro, I would be snapping. Like, yo, thank you, Derrick Rose. Like, but can somebody else do something? Like, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like. But yeah, shout out to them though, man, for even being four seed and all of that. Like that's never thought they was gonna make the playoffs this year.
That's a fact. But I ain't really got. Do I have anything? Nah, I ain't got nothing else, bro.
I ain't got nothing. But what I will say is, I think this is the best first round of the playoffs I've watched probably in the last like 10 years, bro.
I would have to agree with you. Now, if a team like Boston can still win tonight, that'll make it even better.
That's the only series that's not competitive, I feel like.
Yeah, but we're going to see.
Because even the Sixers, John, with the Wizards, I feel like it's a physical.
It's competitive, yeah.
Russ and Bradley, it's going to be a competitive series. This Boston and Nets, John, about to get bad, as we see tonight. I'm about to tune right in.
Facts. But, yeah, we're about to get out of here, man. It's episode 80. I'm going to holler at y'all.
Yes, sir.